Chapter 2 Subchapter 1 It was the day after he broke off his analysis that the engineer received a sign. He set up his telescope in the park to photograph the peregrine and had instead, and by the purest chance, witnessed the peculiar behavior of the handsome woman and her beautiful young friend. Every morning thereafter, the engineer returned to the park and took his position beside the same outcropping of rock. The peregrine retreated to his perch. Every morning he patrolled the cornice, making an awkward sachet in his buff pants, cocked a yellow eye at the misty trees below, and fell like a thunderbolt, knocking pigeons out of the air in all directions. The engineer took a dozen photographs at magnification 150, trusting that at least one would catch the fierce eclipsed eye of the falcon. Every morning after work, he set up his tetzlar. After taking his two bearings, one on the eyrie of the peregrine, the other on the park bench, he had then only to lock the positions into the celestial drive, press a button, and the instrument would swing in its mount and take aim like a Navy rifle. The handsome woman came 4 days later, left a note, but the girl did not come. Again he prized open the semicircle of tin, and again he found a verse. From you have I been absent in the spring, when proud pied April, dressed in all his trim, hath put a spirit of youth in everything, that heavy Saturn laughed and leaped with him. After that, neither one came. At night he sat at his desk in the YMCA, casting about in his mind and drumming his fingernails on the steel top, which had been varnished to represent wood grain. For 2 weeks he spent every spare moment at his vigil, coming to the park directly from work, forgetful of all else, sometimes forgetting to change his engineer's smock. What had become of his love? Emerging one morning from Macy's sub...